Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth.
Yeah!
Scott!
Wow.
We've come to it, haven't we? We've done it. We've hit the last potty before the big one of this year, haven't we?
Oh, true. This is our last movie.
The last movie for the year.
Wow, what a big event we watched.
I know. Making history we are, really, aren't we?
I'd say so.
Like this piece of tape I'm holding right now, it's keeping things together.
And like this tube of glue I'm holding right now.
Yes.
It's keeping this together.
Family.
And like this... sewing machine.
That you're using to sew that shirt right now.
Why it's keeping this together. And like... a spine on a book. It keeps the pages together. Wow.
Round of applause for that one, mate.
Thank you. I've got one more.
Okay, hit me with it.
And like the Sullies, they're together. Whenever they're together, they're strong.
Oh, family and shit.
Sweaty hands.
You know what? They should start an Avatar sitcom called The Sullies. It's just got like Chandler from Friends in it. And then it's got Jerry Seinfeld
in it.
It's
got Matthew Perry. And he starts selling his autobiography.
He's like, hey, I'm an alcoholic and I'm sad or something.
Ah.
Everyone's like, oh shit, he's not happy in real life.
He's all sad. He's all a sad boy.
Be happy. Alcohol and shit.
Now, let's talk about the movie we did watch. The title of the movie.
What was it?
Avatar 2. Here we go again.
What was the other bit of the title?
We're water, and it's wet, man.
Avatar, we're water, it's wet, man.
James Cameron, back at it again with the water. James Cameron, back at it again with the water movie.
Oh, man.
First Titanic, now this.
Yeah, literally.
He's the most moist director in the entire East.
He's a bit of a Western wet director,
maybe,
isn't he?
An Eastern wet director. That's James Cameron.
Now, I'm going to put a little synopsis on for you right now.
I'm going to get you all quivery.
Written, directed, and produced by James Cameron.
Jake Sully and
what's this for?
Oh, this is for Avatar, The Way of Water.
Yeah. Nice.
That we saw in cinemas today. Opening day.
Release day. We didn't see advanced screeners.
Well, yeah, that's
too expensive.
Yeah, fuck that, man. It was like $19 a ticket anyways.
Yeah, which is just dumb.
That's insane.
Which I told you not to pay for a ticket.
We should have just walked in.
We could have walked in, but you were like,
you know, I just didn't want to risk it.
We can't risk it. Yeah. I guess with Avatar, it's different. But
I was expecting a really massive turnout for this today, but it wasn't that big. No. It was like 10 people in the cinema. I was like, oh, shit.
That was a few. It was maybe like a third.
Not really.
A third full.
No, not even. It was like 1/16 full, cinema.
Yeah.
There was barely anyone in there. All right, I'm going to hit you with a little synopsis,
mate. Not good for opening day.
It isn't. Jake Sully and Neytiri have formed a family.
Formed because it's four kids.
And are doing everything to stay together. However, they must leave their home and explore the regions of Pandora. When an ancient threat resurfaces, Jake must fight a difficult war against the humans.
It's weird, right? Because online, there's like this weird duality of people who think it's the best movie ever, like Avatar, and then other people are like, oh, like Marvel fans aren't going to be happy that like this is a good movie and shit. And
then, really?
I'm like, what the fuck?
Are people saying that?
And some people are like, nah, this is just absolute dog shit. But they haven't seen it yet. And they're like, oh, it's just going to be shit. Why would you see it? You're just adding to like the records and shit. I don't actually like it.
Yeah, people just putting this movie down online for no reason is pretty... it's rough, man. It's like, you can't judge it before you've actually seen it.
Yeah.
You know, you can... Obviously, you can have your opinions, but you're not going to have a clear judgment until you've actually experienced the movie, which we have, and we can say... Overall, it didn't live up to the first one, I would say. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I reckon it's just like on par.
It's on par. Yeah.
I
mean, I've seen a lot of reactions online already, and people are saying, oh man, it's amazing. It's so good. Like you said, like some real diehards out there that are loving this. But I think it was like, yeah, it was pretty much the same movie as the first one, I guess.
Just water.
In a lot of aspects.
Yeah, a lot of aspects, yes. Which we'll get into. I don't understand, though, what pisses me off is people immediately hating on a movie when they haven't even seen it.
It's not fair. It's and really not fair.
I don't know if you can just say Marvel fans, because if it is Marvel fans, then it's weird, because it's the
puts
same.
A bit of a bad name.
Kind of like the same. Please.
I mean, they already
bad
have
name
a bad
for
name.
Marvel fans. Look at, hear this lad talking right now.
The stands. Oh, no, okay. I'm not in support of that. I'm not a hardcore Marvel fan anymore. Used to be. But.
Back in phase 3 and 2 and 1.
Yeah, you know how it is. And you said, I didn't realize it was the same property. Like, it was Disney.
But yeah, because Disney owns Fox.
Yeah, which does make sense, yes. Yeah.
Remember we watched Avatar 1 on Disney Plus?
Oh, we did too. Right, it's all coming back to me now.
Yeah. But I don't know, I don't agree with people just like hating on a movie before seeing it, thinking, oh, the only reason this is out is to get another world record with the box office and shit. It's like, I think he was planning this in 2009.
Yeah. For reasons I don't know personally, but... Yeah, obviously he wanted to put this movie out a lot earlier, I would say.
Well, the reason is because they struggled with all the CGI of the water and stuff.
Yeah.
So they were like, hang on, let's just build and make this the hardest movie to make, right?
Yeah.
For themselves. So they developed all this new technology just for this movie. This is what James Cameron says. I don't know how true it is.
James Cameron, whatever he says is true.
It's whatever, yeah, exactly.
Man, he has a very strong online persona. Like, yeah. He loves to state his opinion and toot smoke up his own ass, that's for sure.
Yeah, and he's like, we developed all this new technology.
Bro, we're the best. We're the best in the biz, man.
So apparently they pioneered all this shit.
Yep.
And
well, they did
it took
for the first one.
So long to come up with it. They said, if we do all the hard work for this film, then all the other films we can just keep releasing in 2-year time slots.
That's
because
good.
It's like, we've done all the hard work for this one, then the other ones would just follow quickly.
Fair enough, I guess.
Don't know after seeing this, though, how much further you can take this story.
Yeah.
Another 3 movies. That's a lot. And they're all going to be they're going to keep getting longer.
I'm just going
to... Last one's going to be 4 hours.
This is my last point that I wrote, but I'm going to say it now.
Good.
I don't think we will get 5 movies. I think we're going to get 3, and this is not going to beat its box office. It's not going to beat its budget, basically.
But they're already filming them.
I know.
They're filming them back to back.
Yeah, but they have to basically come out. Well, they filmed like shoots for 4, but they like kind of finished 3, I think. Yeah, they finished filming 3. But because like that's what they said. That's what I read online from Kames Jamron, that if the second one doesn't do as well or beat something, we'll only get 3 or something. If it doesn't live up to the expectations that he's wanting it to do.
Because so, like movies these days, if they don't make at least $1 billion profit,
then they just can it. Yeah.
Yeah, just fuck off.
Just fucking.
If you don't make $7 trillion profit,
you failed in life.
Because I wonder
Man,
what
it
the
used
budget.
To be so different, didn't they? Like, the budgets for films were...
So much lower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess with all this new technology and stuff.
Goddamn economy!
The goddamn
I
economics.
I blame all the lettuce that they had at the catering companies.
And they're so expensive.
Yeah, I don't know if that's an overseas problem, but it was definitely a problem here.
It was definitely a problem due to the floods.
And I don't know where they shot this. Oh, wait, no, it's all CGI.
Yeah, it is. Although there was a bit of practical stuff with the swimming and stuff that the actors and actresses had to do.
Well, they do it all.
Because they had, like, CGI characters in real water. And then they also had CGI water mixed in. Like, it was like a mixture of both, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And that's... Yeah, when I saw, like, footage for, like, the like some of the shoots and stuff like that, I was like, oh, man, that's, like, a really smart way to do it. Mix a bit of practical in there and things like that. Sorry.
What?
I thought I heard something.
No.
I thought I heard, like, a mower start
up. Overall, what did you think of the look of this movie?
I thought it was visually spectacular. My God, some of the scenes of, like, I explained this to you in the car park, some of the dark lit scenes of Neytiri and Jake, they look so beautiful, man.
Yeah, their little head, the paws. And their little bioluminescent dots look a lot better now. Yeah, and stuff.
Oh, and they, like, they're, I don't know, just like the overall, like, physics on how they move is a lot smoother now as well. And just the way their hair flops.
Yeah,
and
their hair looks a lot better now, actually.
Their mouths, the way that their mouths move and their micro expressions in their face is so, so real.
Mm.
Incredible.
Yeah, I don't know if there was probably the only scene I would say that looked shonky is when Spider, which we'll get to.
Yes, we will get to Spider.
And Spider. And the Colonel as an avatar, they've just got their flying bird dudes.
Yeah.
They've attached their head things. And as they're flying across the Hallelujah Mountains.
Oh, yeah, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As they're flying over there.
You said it right. You said Hallelujah.
I know.
Right.
Last episode, I couldn't. I've been training for this moment.
Well done. I'm very proud of you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, it looks green screen is the point.
Yeah, you could see the back of Spider.
Like. And when weird Sigourney Weaver baby was staring at the sand, the sand looked a bit fake. That's the only two times out of an entire 3-hour movie of all CGI that I went, that looks a little funny.
That's pretty impressive, though.
And they still didn't look bad.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they look bad.
They just, you could tell that it wasn't real.
But everything else, I forgot that I was in a cinema.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Immersion is the word, isn't it? And you were also saying that this would be like the movie to watch in IMAX, really.
Well, we watched in Titan
VMAX. Like, oh, Titan Lux, not VMAX.
That's,
whoa.
That is where we went. That's their top cinema.
That's their thing, yeah. I thought, okay, for the cinema experience, did you find it, like, this isn't a critique on the movie, this is a side note. Man, they just crank the volume in that fucking cinema, don't they? I think it's a little bit too crazy sometimes.
You reckon?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's not...
It's not very
to get
loud, but I
not to get technical, but it just sounds muddy all the time. Yeah,
I think I think the movie though as a whole was mixed very well.
Yes, of course it was. It was very balanced itself, but just the cinema sometimes, especially that cinema.
I've just started watching the Batman trilogy of Nolan, like rewatching them.
Yeah,
and just I was like, wow, this sounds just really shit here. So it's nice to have like a good, you know,
well
the action
Nolan's-
scenes.
He's known for that. He's known for mixing the Atmos over the top of the speech a lot to make that sort of loud, you're in the city sort of vibe.
But then
I
you
guess.
Can't hear anyone.
That was the main problem with Tenet, I guess.
Was it?
We'll figure that out when we review that movie too.
Bloody
but
Nolan.
Yeah, it actually.
Beautiful man.
Great movies. Genius. But crazy.
Fuck yeah.
But the sound in this movie was spectacular as well. And. You can't fault the theme song, can't you? It's just, it uplifts you every single time. You feel like you're on an adventure in Pandora. It's so good.
Good music as well, considering that the original composer passed away before we could make this one. And a new guy came in. Don't know either of their names, so you're welcome.
Yeah.
James Horner was the original guy, rest in peace. New guy, don't know.
Well, that's...
Mr. Magoo.
Mr. Magoo, who are you?
He made those crazy tunes.
Oh, man, he was DJing all of the Pandoras.
Yeah, any, wicked Way of Water shots that you want to shout out?
Whilst
we're on the visual side of things.
Well, I thought the explosions were very upped in quality as well. They felt like they had a lot of energy to them. The flame effects were... super real.
Oh, that was brilliant.
But a specific shot.
Even when those ships came down,
that
humans
was
first
crazy, came, man.
Because we saw the forest get burnt last time and wood get,
but we didn't really see how a ship came down to Earth the first time as well.
Yeah, but I'm just saying when the big tree came down in the first movie and we had fire and splinters going everywhere, yeah, that looked amazing. But this, you could see it from a distance, but it still looks great. Yeah. So,
you know what's funny about that too? So, like, that base that we see in the first one, that, like, sort of, like, circle area was created by the destruction of the rainforest from that first ship, right? Oh, no, because that was the second ship that came in.
Wait,
in
what
the
are
first
you saying?
Because I'm talking about how when the ships came down, they basically created, like, a circumference of no trees.
Yeah.
So, in the first one, did they create the same destruction?
I think they probably had different ships.
Or they had like a landing pad or something to like hold that energy.
No, I reckon my theory is that was specifically designed to just like clear out a whole area. They're like, as we land, we're just going to get our
base
immediately.
We don't give a fuck, yeah.
I think that's what they would have done.
Because there would be a lot of hatred after the first movie. Or after those like 11 years. Although,
no, it's longer than that.
It's longer?
It's before they had kids as well.
Yeah, true. Yeah, there's a lot of time dilation in this movie for sure. And time is completely different on Pandora than it is to Earth.
Yeah.
Not really too sure how old people are and stuff like that.
Yeah. Because the older brother can't be 11 who died.
Yeah, yeah. It's
spoilers.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, yeah.
We spoil every movie. I don't know why I'm saying that.
That's a bit
That's
of
such
a trend
an episode
here.
3 moment, am I right?
Oh, such an episode 3 moment.
Yeah. Crazy. You used to say that spoiler alert. I'd be like, this dude,
come on.
This dude.
All right, I'm just going to get into a pretty big gripe that I have with this movie. And it's a shame that they didn't do this, but I really wanted to see what Earth was like. I said this in the last movie, the last review.
Mm.
Like, how cool would it have been if we saw the state of what humans are fleeing from? Like, they're at the point in this movie, they're not just coming to retrieve minerals now.
No, it's different now.
They're coming to colonize Pandora. Like, they're here to stay, build cities, and live there forever.
Which, two problems with that, right?
Hit me.
And there's solutions to both of them, I'm sure.
I like this.
First one is their oxygen thing. I'm guessing what they'd want to do is kill all the Na'vi and then
replant, I guess.
Or change the oxygen somehow to suit humans.
Re-terraform the entire planet. Oh, the entire... It is a moon. We have to say moon.
Yeah, it's a moon, eh? That's my second problem, is it's smaller than Earth. So only the rich would have to go.
Well,
so
this
I have
is
a
true.
Solution for both.
Mars for the rich, Earth for the poor. If you like King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, there's a nice little reference there to that
you
song.
You do actually. When I was trying to test out a piracy thing, don't pirate, but like I was trying to test out a thing. And I was trying to stream it to the TV.
Piracy
and I was like,
is a crime.
I'll test Avatar on it.
Yeah.
This website. And it was the extended version.
Ooh.
With no deleted scenes. And you actually do see a bit of Earth. In that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How have I not seen this before?
He's in the city, but you don't see much. It's just like, I don't
smoggy.
Know, kind of Blade Runner-ish. Sort of like, lots of neon sort of signs.
Oh, okay.
Stuff. It's
so, okay.
Cyberpunk-esque.
We have a bit of an idea of what it would be like.
Not really, though. I say that, but you don't really get a sense of how crazy the world is, because it's just a city street.
You know what?
And a pub.
Yeah, and people approach him, right?
Yeah.
I think I've seen this
You've
on
seen,
YouTube.
Yeah. It's not that much lore that you're getting, or that much insight,
man.
I should say, not lore.
Yeah. I guess it does leave a bit of mystery, but I feel like there's a lot of lore that could have been built up and put into this movie instead of the massive amount of filler that they put in the middle.
Because
there was a lot of filler and a lot of shots that were very similar to the same thing, like we love seeing the beautiful visual shots of swimming underwater, but you can only do it so many times and just go wow. Oh, okay, for the 20th time you're doing the same thing.
I know it looks great, but sometimes this film feels more like a cinematic showcase than a film.
It does, yeah,
and it works when you're in it. What do you think of the length?
the length is way too long.
Yeah.
Way, way too long. There was like moments in it where I'm like, man, okay, you're going down this story path with, let's say, Sigourney Weaver's like clone baby, right?
Yeah, which is weird.
Which is weird, but
she's there.
But they only go down her path for a little bit, and then they focus so much on the son's path, and like, and then they neglect like Neytiri and stuff like that. Like,
they focused on that one middle son so much, but they never focused on the older brother who died.
Or like the whole whales shit. Yeah, I thought that was like, okay, this is a little bit weird. Like, it's kind of left field of what's the main story, what the main story is doing, you know?
Mm.
And then you lose the momentum on where the military guys are at, because they're a pretty big part of the story.
Yeah, there was a lot of whale stuff. It was, I didn't mind the whale stuff, but there was
It was like nice. Like, it could have been a cool little thing to add in, but not something that you involve an entire plot line around.
Like 40 minutes at least.
Oh, whale shit. Pretty intense, man.
Like, there was a lot of whale stuff.
Also, one thing about this movie with the whole sequence of events happening, you had a lot of the same thing happening where the kids would get in trouble and then the parents would come save them. Kids would get in trouble.
Oh, it happened like five times or something.
It's like, come on, James. Bro, you are just rewriting the same scene to lengthen out how many visual effects shots you can get in.
That's what it felt like at times, yeah. And it's like, I get it, but Jake and Neytiri, like, what are they doing? They're terrible parents. Surely after the first time,
they're like, stay close to me.
Sick train heist, which they're trying to Breaking Bad.
Yeah, that was fucking sick. Oh, that was a good scene.
Awesome,
too.
Awesome scene.
Very
awesome
good scene.
No shade there by me saying Breaking Bad. But the son's nearly died there. You'd think you'd have a little bit of a tighter leash. It's so weird.
Foreshadowing
as well.
Like, there though, which is cool.
What?
The son almost dying in that scene.
Yeah, but they almost died like 17 times.
Yeah, true. I guess so. Yeah.
You could say half the fucking movie was foreshadowing.
No, literally.
That was a lot. That was a lot.
There was a lot, and it was just not needed. Okay, so the human squadron. Well, the Avatar squadron.
Yeah, what do you think of the Colonel being back?
I liked it when I found out he was an Avatar. I'm like, man, this is a little twist that has got me by the balls and is twisting them. Like, I'm feeling the testicular torsion, but if pain was reversed to pleasure, that's what I'm feeling. That was a really weird way to describe that.
You know what was worse? Was that I kind of like zooted it out for a moment and came back in and I just heard twisted like testicular cancer. I was like, oh.
No, not cancer, testicular torsion.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's
I did
like
hear
ball
it wrong.
Twisting.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
My so kind of style.
My kind of style. Well, I thought it was an interesting thing that they got like all these like DNA copies of all these high military people.
I think it worked for this film.
It did work for this film, and maybe they should have gone more into the mental health of the Colonel more, because I feel like he was very toned down in his character this time as well. He wasn't a savage until the end.
Yeah.
Like, the end, he was like, yeah, I'm fucking coming back. I'm
gonna kill your kids
But
and
he
shit.
Was very soft. Like, the second time when he said, this is jumping a little bit back and forth, but on the ship, on the boat, he has Jake and Neytiri's kids hostage for the second time. Why wouldn't he just kill them that time? Because Jake failed to present himself alone for the trade sort of deal.
Oh, yeah.
Kids for him.
Shit. Yeah.
So, but like, he didn't do that the second time. He ambushed. So it's like, okay, well, I'm just going to kill your kids. That's what the logical thing would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, you would have just killed the kid. And then Jake would have stopped and be like, no. And then you could have killed Jake.
Well, that's how I
would have done it.
It's a bit weird. It's out of character for the Colonel not to do that, because he was so savage in the first one, like fucking neglecting his own crew in like the final battle, right?
Yeah, he did feel a little bit different. That's for sure.
He felt soft.
He looked a little different too.
I mean, he was younger. Like, he had a younger face.
He's blue. And
And he had that funny haircut.
Oh,
he dyed his hair.
I love it though that the colonel still has like a shave.
It's like it's still the crew cut. Yeah, yeah.
And then just with the
what about the bald guy? And he's like shaved his head bald, but he's got like the ponytail at the back.
What's going with that? Because you have to remember, I just was like, I swear
to God.
They're
all younger versions of themselves, though, as avatars. So it wouldn't make sense for him to be bald. We're talking about the other military guy in the first Avatar that was like, oh, yeah, what the fuck?
And yeah, the dude who was against all the horses.
Yeah.
And his mech.
That's right.
And Atiri killed him or something.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, no, a big rhino killed him.
Yeah, stomped on him and squished
him. That's right, yeah.
The bald guy from the first movie. That's going to help, really, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't think there is any other...
bald guys.
In the first movie, yeah. Mm.
Who, Giovanni man? What's his name?
Which one?
Something, the elite sort of... the guy from the first one that plays golf in the control tower.
Oh, yeah.
Giovanni. What's it?
Yeah, what's Giovanni his... something. I don't know what his name is. I just know he looks like Sam Rockwell.
He does. Oh, I sort of. He gives off the same sort of vibes, like the, hey, look at
that
me.
That was our joke last time. It was a Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
I was surprised he wasn't back in it, though. Yeah. With all this returning cast and he was like quite a prominent face.
Yeah, he's probably dead.
He's
in the
lore.
Worried that they were going to bring back Michelle Rodriguez, and I'm very happy they didn't.
They somehow got her DNA, and she comes back as a good avatar.
Yeah.
Watch that happen in the next one.
Oh, God.
I fucking know it's going to happen.
And you just know that Sigourney Weaver's new character, which is weird that she's playing Jake's son now. You think they get a new actor?
Jake's daughter, you mean.
Yeah, sorry. Jake's daughter. Now, that would be weird. But it's weird that Sigourney Weaver is playing Jake's daughter. But why wouldn't you just get a new actor?
Adoptive daughter.
It just feels weird, man. I know it's exactly her, basically.
Well, you know what? I wasn't as bugged by it. And I'll tell you why. Because the whole theory behind... Well, it's not even a theory. It's just like an unconfirmed truth that...
Iwa. I think so, yeah.
Iwa. Or the god, the deity that they believe in,
yeah,
that connects to everyone, has impregnated the avatar of Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
And it's basically like a biblical sort of symbolism there. So this new baby Sigourney Weaver avatar is like the chosen one for the rest of the Quinn trilogy.
Something like
trilogy.
That. But obviously, yeah, she's going to be the one who's going to solve everything.
Yeah.
Jake's going to die for sure.
I thought he was going to die in this one almost.
I was expecting it. He's going to die, and I reckon Neytiri will be old. It's going to go, Neytiri will be old, then another son or daughter will be there. I reckon the little girl will be fighting alongside her sister.
Yeah, yep.
And then the brother will be like the leader, and then she will be the chosen one, and they'll save the lot.
And Spider will become the villain in the end.
Oh, that's why they have Spider.
They're setting him up because they have set him up to kind of be, I now have a father.
And
he's an avatar, so he instantly feels connected to him.
Because they have no other villains that they can really throw to.
Yeah, so they're going to build Spider as being the big bad, I reckon. That's my theory.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
Spider was shit.
He was so shit, man.
I
thought he was okay at the start.
Terrible actor.
Oh,
terrible actor, man.
Poor kid.
All the other... The four children of Jake and Neytiri...
They were great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I loved them, man. I genuinely loved them. They were awesome.
I think they should have cut, like, a lot of... Yeah, maybe even cut Spider out of the story completely.
Yeah.
And cut, like, a lot of the bullshit and really, if you wanted to focus on the kids, like, really just hammer down.
Well, I disagree. I think they did focus on the
Well,
kids.
They did, yes, this is true. No, you're right.
They focused on the kids. And I didn't feel like the movie dragged. I didn't have a problem with the length in personally. I just felt this isn't a rewatchable movie. You know, straight away, because it's like, oh, shit, that's right.
It doesn't make you want to go back and go, oh, yeah, I'm there. Like, I'm ready to just devote 3 hours of my time to this.
Yeah.
If it was shorter, yeah, sure. I would go
back
and see.
Watching this at home,
quickly,
the experience obviously would be a lot less, you know, good.
Yes, it will. but in the context of the other films that are going to come out, hopefully it improves this one as well. Like, it makes it more of a, I don't know, hopefully there's details that get carried on to the next one that are like, oh, I saw that in the second movie or whatever.
Yeah.
That make you excited to watch this movie more. But still not a bad movie. Like, it's still
No. I know we're hammering down on the shit. We'll get to some good stuff soon.
Yeah.
But, like, I just think Spider, all his lines were just so
cringe,
flat,
man. Bro. He was just fucking cringy.
He's not a good actor at all.
The one fuck in the movie, they used the one fuck. He's like, fuck!
On him. I was like, oh, God. God damn. And I don't get, though, why the sons and all that, they just kept saying, hey, bro. Yo, bro.
Yo, bro.
Hey, bro. Yo, cuz. James Cameron knows how the youth talk. Hey, yo, cuz, bro.
They're going to be saying YOLO in the next movie.
They're going to be fucking dabbing and whipping and nae-nae.
Spider jumps onto one of those fucking banshees and he's like, YOLO!
And then he starts twerking.
And fucking just starts Gangnam styling and on
throwing
everyone.
It back. Starts doing the Renegade.
Oh, dude.
Does TikTok dances.
It's going to be crazy.
I don't get as well how they charge their laptops. Because in their original Hallelujah cave, there's a laptop behind Jake.
There is a laptop.
Where are they charging?
Yeah, where are they getting this power from?
Yeah, where are they charging the laptops?
Okay, all right. I think that they're using the material that they'd already mined.
Mm.
And because it's incredibly efficient, able to create enough energy for space travel, high speed, light speed travel. High speed lights.
But were the humans in that little cave, top cave?
Michael
Norm and shit?
Yeah, they were. Okay. They were up there. Huh. I think that's what would be powering that. Or maybe they're using solar or something.
But to bring it in that cave and then it goes out of charge, and have to go all the way back to their little facility. It's charge like, it, like, plug it back in.
Okay, guys, let's go get the batteries.
Charge it and then bring it back out to their little spot.
It's a weird spot. It is under the cover of darkness, but you do sacrifice your energy. Maybe it's nuclear powered.
Yeah.
Could be little fusion thingies or something. It's the future. It's the future, bro.
Before we wrap this up, let's talk about some good stuff.
You ready to wrap?
The whale.
The
hunting. The whale hunting scenes were awesome. I liked that a lot.
I didn't like them. I didn't really like them that much.
I thought the whole process was sick.
I thought just, it's so jarring whenever, like, they put an, like, us being Aussies, this weird saying this, but putting an Aussie actor in with, like, the American speaking, like, language, it's very jarring to hear.
See, it was for the first two lines, but I just got used to it. I thought it was sick how they have their, like, crab machines. And
the
just
crab
seeing,
machines were cool.
Seeing
they
all
were
their
pretty
cool,
sick.
Different technology.
What about when they, like, the crab machines, like, they put their hand and fist together? It's like, yeah, I'm ready to smash some shit.
Yeah, sick.
That's funny.
And their little subs going and they shoot through the armor. And I thought that was such a creative way to kill a big beast.
It was very creative. But that was part of my problem of spending too much time on something that's weird and not enough onto the main story.
Yes, I can agree and I can't.
You can't deny that.
I can't deny that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really weird.
Also,
it felt like an extended cut sort of thing.
Yes.
Let's have 20 minutes of whale hunting. Because shit.
Because
James
we're fucking
Cameron's
on,
like, oh, I made the last one 2 hours and 40 minutes of sequel. It's got to be longer.
We're whale hunters.
What's Avatar 5 going to be, honestly?
Dude, it's going to be like 5 days.
5 days. And it's going to be 2 days of whale hunting, bitch.
Oh, man. So much whale hunting.
Another day of bros and cousins.
So I was wondering about where the little connecty boy neuron thing to the whale's brain was going to be. I was like, where's the tendrils? Mm. You got to swim inside the whale.
Uvula.
Yeah.
You never really
That's
saw
very sexual, I say.
What was weird is they never put it in those diving monsters of the water tribe.
Diving
like they did at the start, but then when they just jump on them.
Oh, they jump on them and they just whack it in.
But you never saw them whack it in. I didn't see them whack it
yeah,
in.
Yeah, they whack it in.
I didn't see them whack it in. They whack it in a water monster?
They whack it in their little neuron things.
Mm.
Yeah. No, it's quick. Like, it's that's what they do. They just go and they just scutter along in the water doing their little jet ski dance.
Do, 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 do,
yeah,
do.
That was pretty hectic. The design of all the creatures was fucking cool, man.
Yeah, what'd you think of the new Water Tribe looking dudes?
I liked them. I liked them a lot. It was really interesting to see kind of almost like a different species of Avatar. Like, these Na'vi are compared to like a Neanderthal or like another species of human. Like, that's how I see it, because they have like fins and like
the tails
aren't furry.
And their eyes were different color.
Yeah, and they have like the second set of eyelids that blink in.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're an aquatic amphibious species, basically.
Yeah, they're completely different.
So it's like the same, but different.
And
so
their bases were way cooler with those like little hammocks.
Yeah.
They were awesome. Oh, man,
beautifully designed.
Mm,
nice, like beach houses. I think a lot of people on the Central Coast and Byron Bay, they're all going to bloody take notice of that. James Cameron is going to change architecture for Australian beaches.
Oh, yes. Right, I'll tell you what. You get some of that aging serum from the whales, $80 million. Maybe you can buy yourself a house in Sydney with that.
That was crazy, too. The whole... How they figured that out, though. Aging serum was very weird and off... Like, that was very random to just put that there right at the end of the movie, too.
Also, who figured out that was like, oh, there's a big-ass whale. I'm going to drill into their frontal lobes
and fucking
lobes.
Inject my cheeks with this shit. Yeah. And I'm going to survive another, like, 80 years.
Yeah, like, when are they... Well, when does that come from? When were they doing that in the last movie?
They weren't. They just weren't.
It's also weird that the Colonel never mentioned his son in the last movie. Because just this to is throw true. That in,
yes,
you think that he plot. Would have said, you know, oh, they nearly killed me and I have a son here in cryo and this is my place.
Well, they can't put babies in cryo, remember what they said?
So how did the baby get born?
He just fucked someone.
Ah, Michelle Rodriguez.
Ah! No, yeah, who did he spoon? Who did he spoon?
Ah, they'll probably come up with it. Probably be Sigourney Weaver somehow. Probably.
Yeah, it's probably this is fucked up some family, weird man. Everyone's shit. Related to everybody, and it's just incestuous as hell.
Which wouldn't make any sense, but then it's like, oh, they hate each other because they've got a
just
bad
like,
relationship.
They just hate fucking, you know? That makes sense.
I guess.
Maybe they're in a past relationship.
Oh, God.
Bit of chemistry.
Oh, God. If that's actually what ends up happening, I'll be so annoyed.
I'll just laugh and just drink beers at that point.
But it was a good movie. I know we spent half an hour
basically berating it, but there's a lot of points. You know, it's
an experience.
It is an experience. It is a once-in-a-lifetime experience to have it in cinemas. Yes. Really paving the way for the next era of special effects.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, you feel like you can reach out and touch. It's just...
You're in it. You're in the world. I didn't feel like it dragged... I liked the look of the movie. I love the end action scene, especially out of all the fights, the end scene.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that needed to be any shorter. I think that was at the perfect length. I liked that a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because I'm an action slut.
Oh, you are, fuck it. You're such a slut for action.
Mm.
And we had some nice emotional depth, especially when Jake and Neytiri's son died.
Bruh.
That was very sad. I felt the pain. That was like, I was feeling the heart-wrenching emotion from the first one.
Mm.
That was good.
Yeah, no, the way that they
really added an entire point to
really
this movie.
Really good. It didn't feel unnatural.
Yes.
It felt very genuine.
Yeah, and that's probably something that's a big perk for... I've forgotten the names of all the actors just then. Basically... Jake and Sam Worthington and Zoe Saldana, both of them are very good.
Yes, yes, yes.
Very, very good.
Which is why I wish I had more of them.
Yes, yes.
Righto, shall we trivians?
Oh, we bloody should, mate. All we right. bloody should.
Let's bloody throw over to some trivia time.
That's my throwing sound effect. Do you
and
like it?
And here's me. Thank you. That's good filler.
Oh, yeah.
According to James Cameron, the Avatar sequels were such a massive undertaking that he divided the four scripts between the writing team. He was going to, like, give... I'll just summarize this because it's fucking huge. It's
yeah.
Trivia. And they wrote all four of the new ones together.
Right.
But he never, like, storyboarded it and he didn't give each script to the person until it was done. And he's like, all right, here we go. Now you write this one. We've storyboarded them all so that you have all the attention.
Well,
probably took me longer now to explain it.
No, but that's pretty cool though.
Yeah, so they storyboarded the whole four sequels.
Yep.
And then he gave it off to the writers so that they'd have full interest in all four films and wouldn't be like, man, I don't give a shit about the third film. I'm writing the second.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's not just like giving one and two.
Yeah. So they all storyboarded it together and then they fleshed it out individually.
Yeah. Yeah, because that keeps you invested because everyone's in the room like going, hey, throw me some pizza. All right. You know what I'm going to put on that pizza? A little bit of pepperoni on there.
All right, James, what do you want for number three? Let's have maybe an hour of whale shit this time. An hour whale hunt.
Because that was what brought the viewers in. They love that. They love that stuff. Next one, The Way of Air. We're going to have a little bald boy and we're going to paint an arrow on him. He's going to be the main protagonist of the next Avatar.
All right.
Okay.
Next trivia point.
That was really silly.
The sequel was announced in December 2009. It was meant to come out in 2015. Then it got delayed to 2016. Then it got delayed to 2017. Then it got delayed to 2018. Then, of course, it got delayed to December 18th, 2020. Then the pandemic happened, so they delayed it to 2022.
Whoa. Yay. That's crazy, man.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiO.
But they wouldn't have had the same kids cast then.
Wow, it's very observant.
Yeah. Well, we could have gotten another spider. Another a world where there could have been a different spider.
Yeah, maybe someone who's a cool, hotshot young actor.
I've heard this kid, Macaulay Culkin, he's really good.
Ah, man, we could have Macaulay Culkin back in 2015.
He comes out and he's like, heroin!
Heroin! Kate Winslet broke Tom Cruise's underwater filming record from Mission Impossible of 6 minutes with a record of 7 minutes and 14 seconds.
And then she came up and said, am I dead?
Yes, I know. We saw it on Graham Norton.
Yeah.
I don't even know who she was until I quickly looked.
She was the pregnant sea lady.
Yeah. I get that.
Pregnant sea woman.
That's crazy, man. It is crazy. It is bloody crazy, isn't it? It's crazy. Here's some Letterboxd reviews by the film Drunk. He says, leaving Pandora and coming back to our shit reality after the movie ends the top 10 saddest moments.
You know what?
4 stars.
I've seen a bit of a trend on that online as well. A lot of people are commenting saying, man, I am sad coming out of this. I just want to go back into the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another Kames Jamron good thing he does.
It is, yeah.
Sucks you in.
He does suck you in. He sucks you dry. Rafe says, James Cameron delivers on his title promise. This movie is even wetter than the Titanic. 4 stars. Very nice, Ress.
Yeah, and Kate Winslet's in it as well. So that's pretty good.
Pretty wet.
Yep.
Dario says, 3-hour movie about water. Rip movie goers with a weak bladder.
Oi, you know what? I think that's why I was needing to piss it by the end.
I saw a lot.
I didn't drink that much water.
I saw a few people walk out as well.
Yeah. I thought they were leaving the cinema permanently.
Well, did you need a piss during the movie? Because I didn't.
I needed to piss about the time when Jake Sully was like, yo, just go on without me, bro. Just go on without me. And like when, he was like out of breath and almost drowned pretty much.
Bloody brilliant. Well, shall I give my score?
Yeah, give your score, mate. Right. Give your score for the last movie of the year.
2022.
First year of buttsing and nutsing.
Yes, and we love the name and we're not going to change it.
That's right.
I'm giving this a 7 out of 10, exact same as the first movie.
Oh! That's crazy, man. Did you like that?
No.
No. Okay, I'm going to give this movie a little bit less, a 6 out of 10.
Nice.
Catch you for the big one next week, everyone. Oh, it's not pausing.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these three things.
Number one.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number two.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number three.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.